are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
Woo! Sounds like a girl's voice.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ram from the North. I'm an alpha male, and I love to shotgun beers, especially when I'm at the bar, and if you do that as well, hashtag it, Sore Losers Shotgun, and we'll retweet it.
It's New Girl. I'm back. Back by popular demand.
And she said she was instructed not to do too good of a job because Eddie doesn't want to get all the tweets saying, replace Eddie with New Girl.
And all of a sudden, Eddie thinks he's like the Iron Horse, Cal Ripken of the podcast, that he can't miss one. I told him, who gives a rip? Take a podcast off. That's my mentality. If you're tired, the podcast can wait till tomorrow.
And what did he say?
Will always be there for
What did he say? How did he come to you?
Because he's got crap to do or whatever.
And what did he say? He was like beaten up. And no, it's good, though. You shouldn't have that attitude of like, let's just miss. Like, you should feel bad about missing, but understand that sometimes you do have to miss. It does happen.
Right, and now
life
athletes,
happens.
Who are our athletes? Like, what's his face? The guy that wanted to get traded.
Anthony Davis?
Yes. So he sits out. He doesn't care. All these, LeBron, they pulled him a week before. Nobody's Cal Ripken in it anymore in life.
Right.
So take a day off, baby.
Yeah,
you don't got an iron horse life.
And everybody doesn't listen to the podcast every single day. I mean, there may be two or three people that listen to it every single day. Most people probably listen to it three times a week.
And also, the guy at your office that's trying to never miss a day of work, what is he proving?
Yeah,
Take a day off.
Right. Have a vacation day. Call in
sick. What are you trying to prove?
Go to a ball game. I mean, do something. Go skiing. Do anything. But yeah, the guy that is there every single day is like, I haven't missed a day of work in 16 years. Sorry, loser. Like, that's your bad. Not my bad. That's your fault.
Because the only person you have to answer with at the end of your life, before you go to heaven and stuff, is yourself. So as long as you can look yourself in the mirror and say, wow, I didn't miss a day of work. Like, if you feel cool, then good. But you missed a lot of vacations, a lot of trips, a lot of beers with the boys.
It's a lot of
beers with the boys. Priorities. Life's priorities.
Exactly. Same like the kid that has perfect attendance all the way from kindergarten through senior year of high school. Like, what are you proving? Cool. You went to school every day. Not me. Don't want to be that guy. Never want to be that guy. And I hope my kid never wants to be that guy.
And all they get is some little ribbon or a certificate or something.
It's
cool.
Literally a piece of paper that says, congratulations.
Yes, you could have had so much fun where you skip with your buddies and you go smoke some cigarettes or something in a shed. There's a lot of life experiences.
What were you doing on your days off from school?
So when you skipped school, you went and smoked cigarettes with your friends in
a shed?
No, I didn't do that. But the one time I did skip school, it was in high school. My mom said, okay, if you... because it was, the sad part is, it was after a kid's parent's funeral.
Oh.
So like some of the kids skipped school. And so me and my friend were like, all right, let's skip school. Now's our chance. So we skipped school and we went home and his mom had like wine coolers in the fridge and we drank wine coolers and watched SportsCenter. And we're like, this is what it's all about, baby, skipping school.
And see, but here it's hard for you to skip because you come from a small town.
Yeah.
See, I grew up in Austin, so I skipped all the, and we could skip all the time and it was no problem. And I had an older brother and older sister that were in school at the same time I was. And so whenever you would miss, a recording would call your house and be like, your son or daughter missed one or more classes today.
Oh, dang.
But which one was it? Don't know, because it doesn't say a name. So was it my brother,
or
my sister, or
lucky.
Me?
I'm from a very small town, too. There's no way I could skip.
Yeah, see, it's all about how you
grew
up.
And also, where was I going to go? Like, my town was so tiny, we literally had nothing. What am I going to do, sit at home and do nothing?
See, some people are set up. You could skip.
Oh, we'd go to the lake. We'd go play some sand volleyball.
We literally live middle of nowhere, Connecticut. What, I'm going to go hang out in the woods, watch some deer.
Like, my mom, like, this is how cool my parents were. So, my brother is 2 years older than me. My sister's a year older than me. So, my brother was a senior when I was a sophomore, and he graduates and he's cleaning out his room and he has a pad of already stamped, like, excused absent, like, let this person leave class forms. And
genius.
He was about to throw them away. And
what
my mom
goes,
wait a minute. Don't you think your brother or sister could use those? And she gave the pad to my sister.
Wow. Claps to your mom. Woo!
That's what I'm saying. My parents were really cool and they understood that, hey, you don't want to be perfect attendance.
But how did he get those?
You just take them.
You
like,
just swipe them.
If you're in the office, you just grab them. Or if you're an office aide.
You steal them from the person's desk?
Yeah, because the office aide has a little.
You act like that's so easy.
Here's the best
part.
That's
impressive,
yes.
Actually.
So the office aide has a little stamp and they go through and stamp the whole pad. And then whenever you come in, with a note from a parent, they just fill it out. And it has the principal's name as the stamp, but they're the ones doing it. So he probably was had an office aid buddy or something like that, just stole it. One time, my buddy Austin and I, we were late coming back from lunch, and Mr. Lampkin, who usually is really cool about us being tardy, whatever, he was like, no, you got to go get a tardy slip in the office. Best thing that ever happened, because I was able to steal a whole pad because the lady turned her back, boom, took it, and psh, psh, worked it out like a champ.
You had it made.
Oh, yeah, we had it made. It was so great. But skipping school was just, I thought, it was a rite of passage. I thought everybody did it. Like, the coolest, one of the coolest things we ever did, I was in seventh grade, and we had a substitute bus driver, okay? Mm-hmm. And we were just driving this bus driver crazy. Like, telling him we went to the high school. And so he's driving all over, and he's driving us to the high school instead of the middle school. And then halfway there, he gets a call on the radio, like, where are you? And he's like, I'm almost to Anderson. And they're like, no, you're supposed to be going to Mercy. He's like, God damn it. And he whips a U-turn in the middle of the road. And this guy, Chris Daniels, goes, you can't do that. What are you doing, you idiot? That's illegal. And he goes, you want to get off the bus right here?
And I would have said, yes, I do.
And we said, yes. And the bus driver opened the door, and we walked right off the freaking bus.
And so that just would not happen nowadays. Like, so that would not happen.
You would be on the front page of Daily
Mail if
that happened.
That would be all over the internet if some bus driver dropped 2 7th graders off in the
side of the
road.
No, not 2 7th graders. The whole, like, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. We all got
the whole bus?
Only, like, 6 people stayed on the bus, okay? Only, like, 6. And so what we did? What did we do? We formed a line and just blocked the road and just walked around down the road. Just cars couldn't get past. It was awesome.
What in the world?
Okay, where did you grow up? Because this is nothing like my childhood.
In Austin. And then we just said, yes, we want to get off the bus. And he opened the door and we got off the bus. It was awesome.
That's one of the people thinking that you're not going to give in or something.
Right.
And you did. You,
yeah.
He wasn't used to. He was a sub.
He was a sub.
He doesn't know the kids push the limits, baby.
And he was frustrated. And he was probably like, golly, I am just probably some. I don't know how old he was. I'm thinking back. But he was like, I'm just doing this to earn a little money, and I got enough of these. Get off the bus.
And the sad thing is, dude, Uber drivers and Lyft drivers probably are making more nowadays than the bus drivers made. So, I mean, bus drivers are got your lives in their hands. They're stressing out about traffic and everything, and they're not even making as much as an Uber driver
and you got
nowadays.
50 screaming kids on the bus yelling.
I wonder how
and-
much trouble he got in for literally dropping off a bunch of middle schoolers and just leaving.
Right, in the middle of the road.
And did you all get off, he left you.
Well, what else was he going to do? He can't force us back on the bus. He said, do you want to get off the bus? And we got off the freaking bus.
He could have just said, oh, I got them all off at their stops. We're all good to go. I'm ready for the next batch of kids.
No, we were going to school. This wasn't after school.
So when he pulls up to the school, everybody else is letting off kids. He opens the door and
two kids get off. And he's I mean, I don't know what happened.
Administration was waiting for him out front because they were already an hour late because we were driving this guy nuts. You know what I mean? Sub bus driver, so the bus is late. Getting you, and then we're taking him all over the city.
What he says, like, he shows up and they're like, where are the kids?
He probably radioed ahead and goes,
middle of nowhere.
He probably radioed ahead and goes, all the kids got off the bus. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember exactly how it played out, but yes. But then we were stupid and we walked, and then they sent the bus that came back and got us and take us to school.
Dang.
It was awesome.
Dude, I think everybody has a school bus story. Like, that's funny. If you're ever bored at work, ask them, hey, do you have a school bus story? Because everybody has to have one. Because it's a bunch of kids in a confined space just trying to be creative and annoying, and there's only one parental authority there. So you can pretty much do whatever you want. And sticking stuff out of the window, throwing stuff, hitting cars, fighting. Everybody has a fight story.
Oh, fighting story. There was a great one. Kenny Davidson and Scott Blair, they were fighting in the back of the bus. And Kenny Davidson is getting his head slammed against the window. And I'm sitting there watching, and no one is noticing it. And I'm like, people, you guys are missing it. So I finally go, fight! They're fighting! They're fighting! Because everybody was just facing forward and missing a great fight. And then they turn around. The bus driver has to pull over and run them back and separate them. It was such a good fight. And speaking of throwing things out the window, we used to get like rotten. We would take eggs from our parents' house and leave them outside for a couple days. And they're rotten eggs. So we'd be sitting in traffic in the morning on the bus on the way to middle school, and we'd wave at people, and then they'd wave at us, and then we'd drop an egg on their windshield.
Oh, my God.
Coach, you're horrible.
It was awesome.
Dang.
The worst, though, is Jacob Hewlings one time took a seat cushion, the entire seat cushion, and threw it out the window.
The school driver gets back to school and there's no seat cushion.
He's like, I don't know what happened with this one.
But I guess we should start the podcast with the game America. I mean, I got so many bus stories I could be here for 2 hours. But we'll play the game America loves. It's called Would You Rather? Game on! Would you rather give up alcohol for 2 years or give up texting forever?
I'm going to have to, I can't go without it.
That's rough.
So alcohol for 2 years, texting forever?
Yep.
Aww.
All right, so here's the deal. I can't give up alcohol for 2 years. It's so fun.
Two whole years?
So screw that option. It's a huge social lubricant. There's so many awkward times that I have to do stuff. I love just a drink or two, or when you're at the bars, and it's such
a fun... Watching a game, you need to have a beer.
I remember games not by what went on. I remember, that's when I had my first beer, my second beer. So let me touch on the texting thing real quick. Screw texting. I don't care about... texting was cool when it first came out, and now these family group texts. I got one with my aunt on it, another one with my grandma on it, and obviously you care about but it's like health updates left and right that are depressing. It's like, oh, grandma broke her hip today. Oh, man, that sucks. I hope grandma's in the hot, grandma's really sad.
Poor
She's really
grandma.
Down. I want an update once a week, but my family gives me these updates on grandma hourly. I'm like, oh, my, it's one after the other, and you have to see them all. I'd like a once a week update on grandma. And then you got this other stuff. Oh, my eighth grade cousin just won a trophy at basketball. Who cares? I don't need that in a text message. My dad sends the weather updates in text messages. I hate text messages.
He's just looking out.
I'm on a couple funny threads. Other than that, with some buddies, I hate maybe my girlfriend's text. I'll keep that one and I'll keep my funny text thread. Other than that, you can do away with all of them. I'll call grandma and in the hospital and find out how she's doing. I don't need it from a third hand source telling me the vial that a doctor put in or something. I don't need those kind of details. I need grandma's voice on the phone. I don't want to see it in a text message. I didn't want to sound like a bad person. I love grandma.
You are passionate
about it. But don't need the nitty-gritty details. Give me the woman's voice. Let me tell her I love her. And let's stick with the happy, positive stuff. Pass the torch. Somebody else.
New girl.
This is so hard because everybody else texts. So if I'm not texting my friends, they're all still going to text. So if I give it up for the rest of my life, all of my friends and family are still texting. I have FOMO, severe FOMO. So alcohol's so hard. I drink every weekend.
Oh, boy.
I think I might give up the alcohol, though.
For 2 years, girl?
But, I mean, texting, if I give up texting, what am I going to do? All day, can I still get texts to my phone?
No, texting is gone.
So texting is just gone
Here's the thing.
People are going to think I died.
Exactly. If you give up texting, you are going to lose half of your friendships.
Exactly.
Because
I have friends who will not answer the phone. If I call them, they refuse it. I've done that. People call me, and I'm like, I hate talking on the phone, so I'll just, put my phone down, and I won't answer it. I mean, I'll be honest, I screen calls a lot, but I don't know, FOMO. I might give up the alcohol.
Listen,
I might have to do that.
I'm giving up the alcohol for 2 years.
Only 2 years.
Right, that's exactly...
Only two, and then I can continue on drinking every single weekend after those 2 years.
Yes, I had to give up alcohol for 9 months because I tested positive for tuberculosis, I had to take a pill.
I was wondering how that was going to end.
Oh, yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Every day for 9 months, and you're not allowed to drink when you're on the pill. So I was already 9 months in. So I could, another year and 3 months, fine. It was you can do it. Texting is how people communicate nowadays. They don't want to talk on the phone. And I like getting the updates. My niece and nephews, I get pictures of them. I wouldn't be able to get pictures of them unless I FaceTime. And they don't have time to FaceTime every day. So I wouldn't be able to get a text message picture of them. They would have to email it to me. Okay, here's a picture of them riding the horsey. You know what I mean? I would miss all that.
Yep. I think I would stick with giving up alcohol.
And that's how we play Would You Rather?
Game on!
NBA season ended. It's Masters week. What were you going to say?
I was going to say...
Had to jump right in there.
Last night, we said goodbye to two of the greatest basketball players we have ever seen in our life.
Magic Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade both retire. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm a huge San Antonio Spurs fan, and I used to work for them. So I used to get to watch Dirk play in person.
That's really
quite
awesome.
Often. And I hated him because he was so good and he was so hard to guard. And he was just that little one-footed fallback jumper was so awesome to watch and unguardable, and I wish I appreciated it more then, because more I was just like, I want the Spurs to win and the Mavericks would win. I'd get so mad. And he is such a class act, and it is, I mean, he is the best, to me, he's the best foreign basketball player ever to play in the NBA.
Whoa, over your boy Ginobili?
Over Ginobili. Okay. He is better than Ginobili.
Yes.
And
he beat LeBron that in the championship. He won a championship.
He won a championship.
Okay. Because I was at summer camp. I was doing some church summer camp teaching kids, and I learned through the grapevine, like, what? Dirk beat LeBron in the Heat? Like, are you kidding me?
That is when Ginobili maybe committed the dumbest foul of his career.
I heard about this.
It was Dirk Nowitzki going up for a dunk, and the Spurs are up by three, and instead just let him dunk it, and the Spurs still win, right? Like, mm-hmm. There's like a 1 second left, whatever, I believe. And Ginobili goes for the block, gets his wrist, the and one, and I believe it went to overtime, and Dallas moves on after game seven, and they go on to beat the Heat in the NBA Finals.
Crazy.
And I am so glad that Dirk got a championship, because I used to be like, no, I don't want the Mavericks to win. But Dirk is so good and so classy. I am glad he got a championship. And I do feel bad for him that the Mavericks, after that championship, they wasted the rest of his career.
They really did.
They really did.
Like, what, just dumb management?
Well, they kept trying.
The team has been garbage these past recent years. Now they're probably going to be better with Luka Doncic, or what is his name?
Luka Doncic?
Yeah, they're going to be better now with him, and yes, they're on the up.
They're going to build, but the problem is they tried to go for these big free agents, and they would never get them, and so then they would just have to get scrap parts, and they were just terrible.
They did have the big tall dude, part of
DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, they had him. He didn't do anything for them.
They had him for half a season, and then they traded
him
to New York.
I knew something like that went down.
That's what I don't know. I felt bad for Dirk. As a fan of basketball, I'd love to see Dirk, and he didn't get to play any big games the last 5 years of his career because they were garbage.
That's really true. I mean, was he in a contract, or did he ever not think to maybe do a LeBron type thing?
No, he didn't ever want to leave. He wanted to spend his entire career with Dallas. He had the chance. He had a chance to be a free agent. He said, I'm re-signing with Dallas. I love Dallas. Dallas is home. Dallas drafted me. And
I really appreciate that, though. And I appreciate, like, last night I saw on Twitter, they did, like, a really nice tribute to him, and he cried before the game.
And that was in San Antonio. That wasn't even the Dallas tribute. That was what the Spurs did to pay their respects
to
Dirk.
That's so nice. Like, that I love. I love that.
I loved it. I thought it was so good, and I thought it was very classy by the Spurs. But the night before in Dallas, I thought they did a great job. They brought all these superstars in. They brought in Charles Barkley, Detlef Schrempf, Sean Kemp. They brought in people that played against Dirk, and they, you know, had a little ceremony. And you could just see the emotion. It was so cool to see. And if you're a Mavericks fan, he was one of a kind, and he's the greatest Maverick of all time. And now he says goodbye.
I was trying to think of another good one. I mean, there's really not even close, right?
I mean, no, he's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best. And then Dwayne Wade.
Flash.
He's gone. Like,
he's still quick. I mean, he might come back after a year. No. He's still flying around the court. He had a triple-double. They gave him that?
No.
They let him get some assists?
See, triple-doubles to me are a little overrated.
Of course they are. Yeah. When Russell Westbrook's now getting 20-20-20,
exactly.
Then that makes the triple-double.
You can stat chase all you want. And if you have the hometown the home score, they can give you an assist on something that's
what
not
I'm
really
noticing
an assist.
Is... Westbrook will throw the guy the ball, and he's not shooting it right away. He's taking some steps, and Russell Westbrook still gets the assist. Maybe they're a little lenient nowadays with the old assists.
Right. On the Players Tribune, or not the Players Tribune, on The Athletic, they did an anonymous NBA survey, and they asked the players the most overrated player in the NBA. Number one, Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
Wow,
tells you what his fellow NBA players think of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
They think he is just a...
Because he is quick. He gets his points. He's so fast. Maybe he's not an amazing shooter. He's not amazing.
No, he's not that good at all.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, so the triple-doubles look nice, but they're not that good. But Dwayne Wade, it was so funny when he was trying to celebrate and jump on the scorer's table. I don't know if you guys saw the video.
I saw it.
He failed twice because he couldn't jump high enough to get on the scorer's table. He was like, whoa, let's try that again. Whoa. And then it was funny that they had Chris Paul there, LeBron James.
LeBron, and the banana boat brothers.
Yes, and Carmelo Anthony. And I felt kind of sad for Carmelo.
Yeah, because Carmelo what?
He never got a big send-off. He was really good. He was a really good NBA player.
Because he's out, right?
He's out.
Wow.
And there's at one point the ball goes in the stands and it goes to him and he jumps up and he goes out on the court like he's going to shoot it. And I'm like, Carmelo, don't embarrass yourself. Not another missed shot. Like we've seen you miss enough the past couple of years that we don't need to see that again. And so Dwayne Wade, I didn't see as much of Dwayne Wade play, but he was amazing. He was so good.
Did you see him, not talking about his playing, but did you see him fly into John Legend and Chrissy Teigen?
No.
Literally, he flies into that, flies backwards. John Legend's drink goes all over his face, all over his body. Chrissy Teigen screaming. Pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
And his wife, what is it, Gabrielle Union?
Yep.
She is so hot, dude.
She was into it. Because she's like, okay, this NBA thing's over. We got all our money. We're good, baby.
Yeah.
Well, she made a lot of money herself. Yeah, they make a lot of money.
Yeah, she has
a fantastic
career.
They're super rich.
But she's also, you can see the look on her face.
They just
she's like,
had
okay.
a baby.
She's like, cheer hard, let's go. Okay, now we're moving on to the rest of our life. Let's go. You've been dribbling around this basketball for the past whatever years.
You've been dribbling for years. Let's go.
You have so many business things you could do and make the same amount of money.
Right. But
had a baby. I'm sure he wants to take the time to actually be with his family.
True.
But he does have two kids with his ex-wife, I believe. So, yes. But I do... It's sad that they didn't make the playoffs, the Heat or the Mavericks.
Coach,
but I think,
thank God. I can't see Dwayne Wade hand over a jersey to another player, Coach. Coach, we've been seeing it the entire season. And SportsCenter covers every single one of them.
Every single one.
Who did he exchange jerseys with last game?
I don't know.
It was Melo.
What?
Yeah, he goes up to Melo and gives him his jersey. Melo's just got a sweatshirt on. What's Melo supposed to give him, his hoodie?
He's like,
he gave it to Carmelo Anthony.
Coach, it was the most random final jersey giveaway ever. He could have just chose a fan in the front row. It would have been less random.
But I like the fact that they didn't make the playoffs because then you knew when the ending was.
True.
And you could do these tributes. Like in the playoffs, it's like, oh, we did this tribute in the regular season, but you're still in the playoffs and then...
You're actually not done.
Yeah, but then in the playoffs, if you lose in game five and you're on the road, it's like, oh, we didn't get to do a tribute for you. Like, what do we do?
That's awkward, yeah.
And I understand they're going to have tributes when they come back and they retire both their jerseys, but I'm just saying, we closed a chapter of the NBA of two of the greatest players to ever play the game.
True.
And we say goodbye, and I want to say that I'm mad at Magic Johnson for how he handled his business.
I am too.
He could have waited until today to quit.
I think it was...
He could have done it the day before when he did it. Instead, he did it and tried to take the spotlight.
You think he did?
Even if he didn't do it intentionally, he did. He stole the spotlight from what was supposed to be Dirk and Dwayne Wade. Like, everybody was talking about Magic Johnson quitting. What a mess the Lakers are. Second story, Dirk, Dwayne Wade. They should have been.
I don't know if that was his exact intentions. I just don't necessarily agree with the fact that he went up there and the first thing he said was, "This is a live press conference, but I have yet to tell Jeannie Buss that she also owns the Lakers." Don't you think you should tell her first before you go out and tell the entire world, "Hey, I'm leaving"? Don't you think you should tell, like, you know, your right hand man, like? Don't you think? Like, if one of you all walked away from this podcast right now and you just said, like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to be back, but you didn't tell anybody else.
If I announced it on the
podcast.
That's
a little awkward, yeah.
So did you guys watch him talk? And I didn't hear any audio.
Yeah, and it was interesting, and I totally get where he's coming from.
Was he good in what he said, or did he sound like kind of out of sorts a little bit?
Flustered. It sounds funny that this is why he's giving it up, because he was like, I want to be able to tweet when I want to be able to tweet.
When I heard there was like backstabbing.
Yeah, I kind of laughed a little bit about
like,
that.
It was funny, but it's true because, look, he has a great life. He is super rich. So why? The reports are that he didn't put in a lot of work. He wasn't always at the office.
We couldn't tell. They didn't even make the playoffs. They fell short like 20 games, and LeBron's been chilling for 2 weeks.
He didn't want to put in the 9-to-5 or the 12-hour days. He was there for 3 or 4 hours. He'd go on vacation a lot. They couldn't find him. He didn't want to do the scouting because it's a lot of work to be in that role. And when you're set for life or that, you know what I mean? Like, you already have a lifestyle that you're comfortable with. And then he likes to chat with people and say, hey, good game, Dwayne Wade, on Twitter or whatever. And he's like, and he said this in his, he was like, look, I want to be able to call a player and be like, hey, you're amazing. And he goes, I don't want it to be tampering. Like, he goes,
yeah, he did. He was saying that like it was always like misconstrued whenever he would say something like, yeah, like good game to a guy who really deserves it, and people would rip him apart and say, well, you own a team, you can't be telling other guys they had a good game, especially if they're beating your team and your team sucks. So that kind of sucks for him. But I think that I don't necessarily know to his like work ethic, like how often he showed up. I know that him and Jeannie Buss are incredibly close, and having interviewed her and listening to her relationship with him, I know it'll be really hard for her to have him walk away.
And so it's going to be interesting to see where the Lakers go. And
well, look at LeBron. He'll pick the next person.
Well,
he's calling the shots, baby.
And that's
another LeBron thing.
Did LeBron drive Magic away?
Hey, did that Lakers situation?
Because that's a lot of pressure. You have LeBron James, you're not winning. Man, I'm going to go back and enjoy my comfortable lifestyle where I can just do whatever I want. I can come to some of the games. I can go to the Dodgers games. I can go on vacation, and I don't have to worry about it. Like, he was in a tough – and when he got the job, people were like, man, I don't think he realizes how hard it's going to be. And
well, and that team's been through so much in terms of Jeannie's brother owning the team at one point and then it coming from her father. I think that they've gone through a lot. But Jeannie's incredibly smart. I think she'll figure it out. I just think it was really unexpected. And the fact that he didn't even tell her before he told the world.
Well, and
I think that's the most shocking.
They said a lot. Nobody really knew he was going to do that. Which
oh, no,
tells
Ramona
me.
Shelburne was the one who tweeted it and was like, I'm literally sitting here at the Lakers facility. None of us knew this was happening.
Real talk. I mean, you don't know what's going on in somebody's head, man. I mean, that dude's been hating that job, and he didn't tell anybody. And then he just decided to drop it on a day and head out.
Well, reports are he met with LeBron and LeBron's agent on Saturday and discussed that he may be leaving. And so
LeBron knew.
So LeBron knew. Yes.
He knew.
I mean, LeBron
knows
everything.
He gave him his blessing.
Yes. And you want to hear a crazy story? Like Jerry Buss, the owner that passed away?
Yeah.
He used to... This is so weird.
Whoa.
When I was at UTSA, this girl in a couple of my classes, she worked at Hooters on the Riverwalk.
Yeah, I'm talking, baby.
And Jerry Buss would go in there. She was the bartender, and he would talk to her and became friends. He would fly her to L.A. to go to games and sit her courtside and all that. And she was like, he does it with girls all over. And she was like, I don't ever – and she says she never hooked up with him. And I'm like, so this dude – Jerry Buss comes into this Hooters and finds you the bartender, and you fly around the country and go to Vegas or whatever and go to LA, and you don't do anything with them. I don't know about that.
I agree with you that totally, that it always seems like the girls probably do stuff for the free private jet, for the trip to Dubai. But I've heard there's a weird number of guys, very small amount in this world, who are super rich, who just want to be around super
That's
hot
true.
Chicks. It's a bizarre little part of our country that I don't have any idea about, but like they just want, it's like kissing the ring. They're totally cool with them just being around, and they don't really need to hook up with the girls.
That's so
It's like a confidence thing. Like maybe they couldn't get girls when they were younger and they like being surrounded by a bunch of hotties. Very weird. I got a bunch, you know, that's crazy. If that is the case, the girls aren't hooking up for the private jets, for the VIP bottle service.
I mean, some are, but maybe
Of course they are.
Yes. Okay, NBA playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be dirty.
Okay.
Hey, thank God we did this little end of the year tribute. All the players are gone. Good, let's go. Let's play some basketball, baby. Let's get cutthroat.
The Warriors or the field?
Oh, the field. Hello. I don't know if there's been a colder back-to-back champ ever enter the NBA playoffs than the Warriors right now. But at the same time, you got to think, they got Boogie Cousins, they got Durant, they got Klay Thompson.
They do have a pretty stacked team.
and they got Steph. But then I'm taking the field, baby. Give me the field.
Okay, what teams do you think can beat the Warriors?
Nuggets first round. The Nuggets play the Spurs, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Pistons, okay, so I'm thinking on the other side of the thing.
The Pistons.
Don't they play the Bucks first?
Stop. I mean.
The Drummond, Blake Griffin, and Reggie Jackson. No, I just feel like there's faster teams. I mean, we're going to get a feel for the playoffs. We're going to see the speed. We're going to see these high-flying, run-and-gun teams, and that's how we're going to really base this all off of. There are teams out there that are going to beat the Warriors. Maybe not the Celtics because their one dude's hurt now, and I like
Marcus
him a lot.
Smart.
Marcus Smart, I think he's a game changer.
He is.
I mean, who do you see beating them?
Nobody.
Really?
Yeah.
The only ones that I think have a chance:
the Bucks,
the Rockets.
The Rockets. There we go.
The Rockets took them to a game 7 last year, But I don't think the Rockets are as good this year as they were last year.
Okay.
But their style of play, I think, matches up well against the Golden State Warriors. But I just think Golden State was bored in the regular season. They were just tired. It's hard to stay motivated after you've won championship after championship. Regular season becomes a drag.
I want to see this betting.
And I want to know, I think they're going to flip the switch, even though I always caution that eventually that switch, you're going to try to flip it, and it's not going to come on. The lights are going to be burned out.
The light bulb isn't working.
Yeah, it's going to happen eventually.
But I still think I would take the Warriors over the field because I just think they are head and shoulder. They are better than everybody. And the East, I think the Toronto Raptors, I said at the beginning of the year, I think they were fine not being the number one seed, and I think they're coming out of the East.
Yeah, I think the Warriors are going to be our champs again. I just think that they're the kind of team, kind of like the Patriots. You can't ever count them out. They're going to come back time and time again. They've got a stacked team, back-to-back champs. You know, they are in their prime right now. They've got bored. I agree with you. I think they got bored.
I think they just get – I mean, it's just because – They set the record for most wins in a regular season, and they didn't win the championship. So like, okay, that's not a good recipe. Then they had the fight with Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, and there was drama, like high school girls, and they finally got through that. And now it's like, okay, let's go buckle down.
Yeah, like, all right, time to
Here
play some
go.
Real basketball. Let's get it done,
guys. And I'm looking. Vegas thinks the Warriors are going to dominate.
Yeah,
you got to put down $100
to
win 50.
They're stacked.
They're the huge favorite.
Wow,
I didn't know they were that big.
It's literally like betting against Tom Brady. Like you don't do it.
So it's Warriors, Bucks, Rockets.
Really?
The Rockets are really where the money is. 10 times your money. So you put down $100, you win $1,000.
So have you looked at any of the playoff series and you think, okay, this team's going to upset in the first round?
Spurs will beat the Nuggets.
I think so too. Yeah. I think they have a shot. But, man, we played the Nuggets the other day, and Nuggets, they beat the Spurs by, like, 30, and I was like, oh, maybe not. I think the Thunder are going to beat the Trailblazers just because the Thunder are better, and the injury to the Blazers center, Nurkic.
Yep, that's it.
I think that really hurts them, and so I think the Thunder can beat the Trailblazers.
Pacers beat the Celtics?
No. Not without Oladipo. I mean, the Pacers have done well to hang on to where they – I mean, I was surprised they played still as well as they did. I think –
The Detroit Pistons, watch out, baby. They take out the Bucks. I'm telling you, they're chilling with Blake Griffin. They let him have a couple days off. He's ready to go.
Stop.
They're big down low, and they got shooters, man. Who's the kid? Kennard? Oh, that left hand.
You like him?
He's never been looking better, dude. Dude, I'm telling you, watch
out. When he came out of Duke, I was like, this dude ain't going to make it in the NBA.
And he is.
He's not bad.
He's playing like that, who's your boy? Ginobili-style basketball, dude. He does the left foot. He pivots. He does the spin arounds and then the left-handed sweet shot. That's all it takes. Watch out for Motor City.
See, I'm excited about the East because I think the top four seeds, Bucks, Raptors, 76ers, and Celtics, they all win their series. The only one I'd be a little nervous about, 76ers could lose to the Nets. I think the Nets are dangerous. The Nets are good.
Oh, screw that, dude. The Sixers have to move on because they're a fun, exciting crowd. I love Philly in the playoffs, regardless of the sport.
So do I.
And so I would like to see, I would love to see those top four teams battle it out. And I want to know if the Celtics, if they can put all this drama that they – I mean, their season has been just so weird. Kyrie Irving is just – I don't know. He seems to be whatever. There seems to be something wrong in that locker room. But I'm wondering if they can put it – because they are so talented. If they can put it all behind them and say, you know what, let's go. We're the four seed and still march to the NBA Finals. But I don't think so. I think it's the Toronto Raptors.
With Kawhi. They're dirty with Kawhi. You're right. Toronto's pretty dang good.
Yes.
I kind of do like them. I guess really this NBA playoffs, maybe pick a long shot, and that's where you're going to make the money. Do not bet on Golden State because you have to put up double the money to make.
Right.
And I mean, it's such
and
a
you don't even have to bet on
losing.
It. You don't have to bet on it. Just enjoy it. It's going to be some good basketball.
If
there's
the Warriors
a lot of good
beat,
basketball teams.
If Warriors get knocked off, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's
because then it's wide open. Right. Then you're going to have a Celtics win the championship. Then you're going to have a Toronto win the championship. If the Warriors get knocked off, watch out. It's going to be just like March Madness, baby.
And that's
exactly.
We're all cheering for the Warriors to lose, but I don't think they will lose.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, dude, we've cheered for Duke to get beat. That was fun in March
Madness.
Guess
what happened?
They got beat.
Duke lost.
So, and we cheered for Kentucky to lose, and guess what happened?
They got a lot. They gotta
Ouch.
Be.
Okay.
Love my favorite thing, I guess, now that I've learned, I love rooting against the big dog. I loved when Duke went down. That was so cool. They almost got beat by UCF.
That's the only thing that made my day better that day.
That was
watching. I literally stood up and was like, thank you, God. Thank you, basketball gods.
Thank Michigan State. And then in the NBA, watch Golden State go down. Like, screw that. They don't deserve a three-peat. They ain't the Bulls, dude. You don't disrespect the 90s Bulls like that.
No, dude.
You don't get a three-peat.
No, dude. You don't disrespect the Bulls like that. They beat the Bulls record, but they didn't win the title. So
that's true.
Do you still consider them the greatest team of all time, the Bulls or the Warriors?
The Warriors are not the greatest team of all time yet.
I'd say it was the Bulls, 72-10. I mean, that's the one I remember. I don't even remember the Warriors.
It's still going to be the Bulls until we're years down the road and can look back. And if Golden State can keep it rolling, then talk to me in like 10 years.
I think they're out of here, man. It feels like guys are leaving the team.
They're talking about Durant's going to New York.
Oh, then there you go.
So see, if they start to fall apart now, the Bulls are still the greatest team.
Basketball's fascinating. You add pieces, and sometimes it doesn't make you a better team. Boogie, don't know if that made him a better team. I mean, did that make him better at all? I don't think so.
Really? Boogie Cousins is so freaking good.
He is, but I feel like he holds up their three-pointers. Sure, he gets in the paint for 15 seconds to get you 2 points, but you got another guy that could be shooting a three. Warriors love those threes, dude.
Yeah, but when they run up against some of these teams that have big guys inside, they're going to need someone, and guess who's going to be there? Old Boogie Cousins.
Boogie will be down low.
And how about the rumors that instead of giving Russell Wilson a contract extension, the Seahawks may trade Russell Wilson?
That would be interesting.
Interesting. To where?
I saw one story on CBSSports.com that he would go to the
That'd
New York.
That'd be sick. Can you imagine?
He'd go to the New York Giants.
Okay.
And
sorry, Eli.
The Seahawks would get the.
He needs to just stop.
So it'd be a three-team. It'd be a three-team trade between Arizona, the Giants, and the Seahawks. So the Giants would get Russell Wilson. The Seahawks would get the first overall pick.
Okay.
And the Arizona would get the Giants pick at 6, 17, and 37 overall. Interesting.
Seattle would get the first pick.
Yeah, and they would take Kyler Murray.
Right.
Trade scenario number two.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland gets Russell Wilson.
What about Derek Carr?
Derek Carr goes to the Giants, and Seattle gets Oakland's picks at 4, 24, and 27.
Okay.
Okay, all of this I really enjoy. I like all of that.
Because Russell Wilson's going to expect so much money, and they don't want to franchise him because they're saying it's going to cost like $30 million to franchise
him. I'd like to see him somewhere else, so I'm okay with that. I think it's Eli's time to just stop. Just stop.
Sometimes it is neat to see somebody in a new uniform.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper, that was cool. I like that he went to the Phillies. I think I would like seeing Russell Wilson in a different uniform.
Yeah, there are times where you wear out the uniform you're in. Time to go somewhere else. You need a new system, new coaching staff. You need to be like change of scenery. I like it.
Peyton, I loved when he went and put on a Bronco uniform. That was cool. I was so tired of seeing the horseshoe. And then he won a Super Bowl. I mean, that was like a cool thing. So Russell, I'd like to see him in a different uniform.
Yeah, I would too.
If he goes to the Raiders, what an interesting.
Oh, they're going to be good then.
I have for a while been wanting to see Derek Carr somewhere else. I've been interested to see where else he can go because he's talented. I just don't think that the Raiders are just not good. They're not good.
I think they're dysfunctional.
I know they have AB, but that team is going to be just a mess this season.
They got
to
be better.
I mean, yeah, you have AB, just because you add players doesn't mean you're technically going to be better. And, I mean, given AB's current situation,
he's cool. He's just gotten a little involved on Twitter.
Also,
he's just a little Twitter happy, he's just busy.
He's just a drama queen. That's what he is. He's a drama queen. And the NHL playoffs started last night, and people are like,
thank you.
Oh, my gosh, you haven't talked about the NHL playoffs. Guys, listen, not a lot of people watch hockey, just being honest with you. I'm not a big hockey fan. Like, I'll watch the games, but I can't tell you who's better and why in hockey because I just don't watch it enough, and I don't think if it was more popular, it would be on the regular cable networks. It's on the Fox Sports Southwest. Like, it's just not as popular. It's hard for us to break it down because we just don't watch it enough hockey.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, the best team in the league, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they lost last night. I think they're the best team in the league.
Close to it, and they were ahead 3-0, and
then they lost
4-3.
To the Columbus Blue Jackets. Yeah, what a comeback. And the Preds, they won their division. They lost. I mean, I just don't know. We don't know the who's who's or the what's of hockey, and I don't know if enough people care to break it down. I'll watch playoff hockey, and it's enjoyable. But I'm sorry.
I love playoff hockey.
But I'm sorry, we don't know the. We're just not talking about it because it's. There's nothing really to talk about.
I mean, I don't know a lot of shows that talk hockey because it's just tough. What I mean. I don't know. That was a pretty crazy blue line there last night. I don't know. They high-sticked a little bit.
I just think it depends on where in the country you live. I think here in Nashville, a lot of the local sports stations will talk a lot of hockey because you only have the Predators and the Titans. And it depends on where you are. I think that, you know, certain parts of the country, hockey is all you have. We don't necessarily only have hockey, so.
But that's the problem. You got to appeal. We're trying to appeal to more people, and not a lot of people watch hockey, so we can't really discuss it that much. It's just it's hard. I'm sorry. You know, people get mad and tweet. That's our hockey playoff. We talked it. We recapped it. Couple teams lost. Couple teams won. Woo.
Well, and I feel like most sports, there's a good story. Usually, you have stories. Basketball, boom, story. That crazy. This crazy. Football, stories. This.
There's no hockey
stories. Why are there no hockey stories? I don't know the storyline.
You
want to
know why? Because not a lot of people cover hockey.
There you go.
That's why you don't hear the stories.
The guys, and when they interview, they're not very interesting. They're all from the north. You know, we're going to try and win, eh? I mean, they're not very interesting. I haven't heard a really interesting hockey interview. There's just not a lot of storyline there. But it does suck the Preds lost. Kind of hoping they're going to make a run. We named the damn road Predators Way.
We did?
Yeah. Right next to the stadium after they made it to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And they
haven't been back.
Well,
Stanley Cup finals.
Right. It's hard to get back.
If we name the damn road after you, you better go Stanley Cup finals every year.
Oh, is that how it works?
Change the road back to whatever it was, Martin Luther King Drive or something.
I don't think it was that.
Something else.
I think it was just called Commerce Street.
Fifth Street.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we took Martin Luther King Boulevard off the map. I mean, that's still there, Ray, just so you know. MLK Boulevard
is
still there.
It's still there.
We did not change it to name it Preds Way, okay? MLK Boulevard is still there in Nashville. Thank you. But there is a better in Vegas that put $85,000 on Tiger Woods to win the Masters, and if he wins, he wins $1.2 million.
Wow.
$85,000. That means that guy just had $85,000 in cash sitting burning a hole in his pocket.
No, but you know that he has a lot more money than that because to give up $85,000, I mean, that would. I don't have $85,000. So.
Do you have $10?
I have $10.
Okay, because you owe me $10. But go ahead and back to your story.
I've got my checkbook. You don't have Venmo, so I've got my checkbook.
I take checks. I write checks.
Does he got some inside information that I don't know? Because Tiger ain't that great to win the Masters.
I mean,
I watch golf every weekend. He's not. There's so many good golfers.
When you have $85,000 and you bet it like that, does a win like that even excite you? Like, if you have that much money to bet on one golfer, like, does betting still get your blood flowing, get your juices going, get you excited?
Well, it's high stakes. That's a lot of money you just lost.
But if you're betting $85,000, think about how much money he has.
Well, yeah, he has. That's what I'm saying.
He has
to have so much more money because to be willing and able to lose $85,000 without it like seriously ruining your life, then yeah.
And I'm telling you guys, we can't win a bet when there's two things to pick from. There's 100 golfers, and you say, oh, Tiger's better than Mike Weir.
Throw it on Tiger.
All these golfers are amazing. You're probably going to see a no-namer win the Masters. I'm telling you right now.
Eddie said that yesterday.
Okay? There's so many golfers, and you're picking one. We can't even pick a national champion.
Right. You can't even pick a right bracket. And you're going to just guess the Masters champ.
$85,000.
But I'll guess this.
Wow.
But if he wins, it ain't going to be Tiger.
If he wins, I'd be wow, wow, wow.
Listen, Tiger ain't gone Tiger in a long time, and he ain't going Tiger at this Masters. And I've already heard rumors he's been sucking.
No, he's not. He's like minus one.
But you guys are going to hear this later, so probably by then he's like plus two.
He's through nine.
So by the time he'll be sucking.
Right now he's through nine and he's minus one, so he's doing all right.
Well, when you hear this finally, hopefully he's sucking.
Yeah, maybe he'll be way down there. So, all right, let's get out of here. I need to go home and take a nap.
Masters week, baby.
Enjoy it. Have fun at the and there's a UFC fight this weekend. Maybe we'll talk it tomorrow. Guys, sorry. Everybody's like, there's a lot of stuff going on in sports. We had to say goodbye to Dwayne Wade and Dirk. I mean, come on, guys. Show them respect. Magic Johnson didn't.
Show some respect.
He tried to steal the spotlight by quitting on their big day, but get all the attention on Magic Johnson. Couldn't wait a day to quit? No. Dirk's leaving. Dwayne's leading. Let's make it about Magic Johnson.
What it tells me about Magic Johnson and in life, man, Even the guys at the top of the chain, man, they hate their job and they want to quit.
That's a lot of it. That's a lot of it.
That tells me a lot of people in this world hate their job.
And I understand it was the Lakers' last game, so that's why he did it then. But, guys, he could have waited a day. He could have waited a day till the offseason started for them. And
tell that to the guy that's wanting to quit his job in the warehouse right now.
No, the warehouse
you can't
guy,
wait another day.
Once you get that itch, you're like, I just got to quit. Listen, I just got to quit. I got to get out. I got
to
quit.
Warehouse guy doesn't need to worry about Jim up in the main office quitting his 35-year retirement party. Don't worry about that. Magic Johnson had his retirement. He's had his spotlight. He didn't need to steal it from Dirk and Dwayne Wade. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
All right. Have a great day.
Masters week, baby.
Bye.